This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Brad Pitt's girlfriend, Nicole Podorowski, is sticking up for herself after receiving hateful messages on social media. She said, quote, "Hey guys, I've been wondering why people leave hateful comments. What is the benefit? I want to understand the train of thoughts because I don't get it. It's just so rude and sad," unquote. Because they have no lives? Anna Sorokin, the fake heiress who swindled the high society elite of Manhattan, has been granted parole. The rights to her story were acquired by Netflix, with Grey's Anatomy and Scandal creator Shonda Rhimes attached. Lena Dunham is also working on a Sorokin project for HBO. Anna, now 29, could be released as soon as early next year. Today's word is sociopath. Demi Lovato knew after watching the movie Cruel Intentions that she was attracted to women. Lovato said, quote, "It was when I was young and shouldn't have been watching Cruel Intentions, but did. And it was that scene when they made out on the park lawn," unquote. Demi was referring to the scene where Sarah Michelle Gellar's character teaches Selma Blair's character how to kiss. Oh, yeah. Kim Kardashian donated $1 million to the Armenia Fund amid the conflict in Armenia. She said, quote, "I'm honored to be part of today's global effort to support the Armenia Fund," unquote. The fund is helping those impacted by the shelling by Azerbaijan with humanitarian aid through food, shelter, and medical care. Meanwhile, Kanye said, "I'm gonna pass." Cardi B rang in her 28th birthday with a big bash and her maybe-not-so-estranged husband, Offset. During her Las Vegas shindig late in the evening, the rapper partied at a club with friends, including her WAP collaborator, Megan Thee Stallion. She danced, drank, and enjoyed a colorful, multiple-tiered cake. And she was spotted kissing Offset. Dr. Dre's estranged wife, Nicole Young, is now being investigated for embezzlement. After Young allegedly withdrew thousands from the bank account of Dre's Record One studio, his business partner, Larry Chapman, went to the police. Chapman filed a report with the LAPD claiming Young stole $385,000 from the company. Dre, smartly, is not involved. HGTV star Christina Anstead has bought a yacht named Aftermath following her split from her husband. On Instagram, Christina is all smiles as she poses on the yacht with two bottles of champagne. Christina recently announced her split from her husband and Anstead after less than 2 years of marriage. The mother of three will focus on her kids and her show called I'm an Idiot. One of the hottest shows this fall is Emily in Paris. Lucas Bravo, the actor who plays Gabrielle, Emily's neighbor, was asked to comment on French criticism of the show's portrayal of the French. Bravo said, quote, "We're portraying clichés and one single vision of Paris. Paris is one of the most diverse cities in the world. We chose one angle," unquote. Yeah, ferme la bouche. Speaking of Emily in Paris, the show stars Lily Collins, whose father is Phil Collins. Yes, Genesis drummer Phil Collins. And he's planning to move his ex-wife, Oriane Sevi, out of his lavish Miami mansion because she remarried. He filed an eviction lawsuit against Sevi, who refuses to vacate. Uh-oh, I can feel it in the air tonight. What? Simon Cowell's recovery from surgery to repair his broken back could keep him confined mostly to his bed for another 6 months. The America's Got Talent judge, 61, broke his back in three places as a result of a bike accident and is now taking a course of very strong painkillers as he's cared for by nurses 24/7. Oh no. During a virtual New York Comic Con panel for the 15th anniversary of Lost, creators Carlton Cuse and Damon Lindelof answered fan questions about the ABC series. They said if someone else has a good idea to continue telling stories in that universe, they'd give them their blessing. Just don't expect to see them to return to the island. Good. They screwed up a great show the first time. Wonder Woman star Gal Gadot has been cast as Cleopatra, but some feel the Israeli-born actress shouldn't be playing the Egyptian queen. Cleopatra was a black woman, and she is in black, reads one tweet, while another read, Cleopatra was Greek. Elizabeth Taylor famously played her, which also raised eyebrows in 1963. Casting Cleopatra still causes controversy. Ewan McGregor will soon be playing the role of Obi-Wan Kenobi once again. The actor revealed that the long-in-development Obi-Wan-centric Star Wars TV series is set to finally begin production in March. The Disney Plus series, which was delayed for script rewrites earlier this year, will be directed by Deborah Chow, who previously helmed episodes of The Mandalorian. Cool! Showtime has ordered a new series based on the hit show Dexter that will once again bring together star Michael C. Hall and showrunner Clyde Phillips. Dexter originally premiered in 2006 and ran for 8 seasons. Hall played Dexter Morgan, a complicated and conflicted blood spatter expert for the Miami police who moonlights as a serial killer. Bloody hell, that's great! The Trash Bin. Employees of West Hollywood's legendary Chateau Marmont are speaking out about the hotel's toxic, drug-fueled culture. Banquet server Tommy Gross, who worked there for 3 years, said guests were aggressive about grabbing her body when she was serving them and that she witnessed repeated open drug use. Yep, just like when John Belushi died there 40 years ago. Ugh.
The news wrap-up.
An app that let Chinese users bypass the Great Firewall and access Google and Facebook has disappeared. Dropbox is the latest San Francisco tech company to make remote work permanent. Apple will extend some Apple TV Plus subscriptions on a free 1-year trial through February. Apple announced the release of the iPhone 12 with 5G, iPhone 12 mini, and iPhone 12 Pro. And if you recently bought the iPhone 11, well, you're f***ed.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Honest Thief, starring Liam Neeson, is Tops at the Drive-In.
The number one album.
It's Savage Mode 2 by 21 Savage and Metro Boomin.
The number one app.
Crossfire continues to be the top paid app.
The number one book.
It's Humans by Brandon Stanton.
Bebe Rexha is celebrating her freedom and glowing from a video shoot with Doja Cat that allowed her actual human contact and the chance to leave the house for the first time in months. Like practically every citizen of the world, COVID has been an adjustment for Rexha, who during non-pandemic times was typically crisscrossing the country or the globe daily, performing, writing songs, lending her name to causes and brands, and just generally working around the clock. In retrospect, though, the 6-month pause in her schedule has been good for the 31-year-old's creativity, as it's opened the door to the sort of self-reflection that brings out great songs. Her new track just dropped, and we love it. Here's Bebe Rexha featuring Doja Cat with the song of the week, Baby I'm Jealous.
Jelly, 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 jelly on a plate. Sunny side up, I got egg on my face. Waist trainer for a tinier waist, but I can't help it if I like the way food tastes. Hey, this is me. With lighter eyes, baby, I'm jealous.
That was Bebe Rexha featuring Doja Cat with the song of the week, Baby I'm Jealous. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.